This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lots going on the Uber front this week. Shares are expected to start trading on Friday. Drivers are expected to strike on Wednesday to draw attention to the company's labor practices. Elsewhere in the Uber economy, there is the challenge of ride-sharing becoming a stand-in for public transit. The company does have partnerships with a bunch of cities, but Innisfil, that's a suburb of Toronto, went all in on Uberizing public transportation. Laura Bliss wrote about it for CityLab. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me how this town in Canada, Innisfil by name, became sort of this testbed for Uber as a surrogate for mass transit.
Absolutely. So there is this increasingly popular idea, I would say, in cities all over North America that they're falling behind the times, right? We see transit ridership declining in big cities and small cities. We see people complaining about the infrastructure falling apart. And for all kinds of reasons, cities are looking at these new services or newish at this point, Uber and Lyft, and thinking maybe they can help us, right? Maybe they can kind of help us, one, look like we're kind of part of the 20th century and part of this new wave of tech-enabled services. And also, maybe they can actually do a better job, right, of getting people from A to B at a price we can better afford.
So the town elders then in Innisfil said, what was the mechanism? How'd they decide to do this?
Yeah, so this was back in 2015. The town has been growing pretty rapidly, and they've never had public transit really of any kind before. But they were looking at their population surging and thinking, okay, it's time. And as they were sort of doing the study of looking at what the cost would be of like a traditional fixed route bus or, you know, one or two lines, they did the math and figured that it would be a lot more cost effective to get everyone around in subsidized Ubers, right? So even if the city just paid a few bucks per ride, that would be cheaper than installing this bus. And so that's what they did in 2017. They rolled out Innisfil Transit, which was just Ubers.
And then in 2018, this thing basically explodes. I mean, it becomes a victim of its own success.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's super successful. They had like 80,000 rides by the end of their last full year in operation, like a 70% approval rating, which like every, you know, big city transit agency would be super envious of.
That's right.
But this was costing the city a lot of money, right? Because unlike a traditional fixed route bus, where it actually gets cheaper per rider to pay for, the subsidy that the city was paying was growing pretty substantially year over year. And so this year, as of April 1st, the city had to raise fares by $1. And more worryingly, actually, to the people who have started to rely on it super regularly for getting to work and school, is that the city implemented a 30-trip-per-month cap.
So what is the mass transit using public in Innisfil? And in theory, other towns around the world that will try some version of this, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're seeing Boston, we're seeing big counties in Florida, we're seeing suburbs outside of Denver all looking to Uber and Lyft and other ride-hailing services as some kind of supplement, you know, or a substitute to public transit. And I think that the Innisfil story is that ride-hailing is never going to be a panacea for public transit services, and it's never going to replace what a well-designed transit system is going to do. And so I think, you know, the experts I spoke to kind of said, like, you know, I think as long as cities are sort of narrowly defining their goals and what they're hoping to get out of this kind of partnership, then okay, but it's not going to be kind of a silver bullet solution.
Laura Bliss, West Coast Bureau Chief at CityLab. That's part of The Atlantic. A piece about Canada, actually, and Uber and public transit. Laura, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me. This was really fun.